All right, time to check in with the markets. Good afternoon to you, Viv. Governor says South Africa will remove a clause from its mining charter that includes naturalized citizens in the group of people.
Yes, it never made any sense. I mean, the idea behind the mining charter, a lot of the BEA regulation out there, is basically there was, you know, several hundred years of persecution, and therefore, if you basically, even if you're born like after 94, but you basically came from a family that was persecuted for these generations, you started from a bit of a back foot, and therefore there was an attempt by government to help you out. However, if you were someone that came from another country that wasn't actually, you know, persecuted in South Africa, there is no reasoning as to why these regulations should have applied to you. You know, there's no reason that you should have been, you know, benefiting because of the suffering of somebody that wasn't related to you or you had nothing to do with until you came and immigrated to the country. So yeah, this is something that was always in doubt as to why it existed in the first place. You can put your own interpretation to that, but it's something that certainly should not have been there in the first place.
And South Africa's potential for growth hinges on the government revitalizing the manufacturing sector. That's according to a report from the Institute for Security Studies.
Yeah, look, I mean, manufacturing is the key of any modern economy. It is why people say countries have developed, they've industrialized, they've gone up to the next level. There's other options in terms of how you can operate a country. There's primary goods, you can do mining and farming. But nowadays, a modern economy doesn't have a huge farming sector, and that's why I think some of the belief around land reform, even though it may be justified in terms of justice, doesn't really make an impact in terms of the economy, because in most parts of the world, the agricultural sector is such a tiny part. Mining is good, it's very profitable, but it, of course, it is a diminishing resource. You take the gold out of the ground, it's gone. The one place where you can build a growing sector of the economy that can absorb a lot of people, which is another thing we need to do in this country, is absorb a lot of workers, is the manufacturing sector. And without having that sector growing reasonably fast, at least well beyond where it is growing right now, we can't really do much about the unemployment rate in the country at the moment.
And how are we looking on the markets overall?
Very bad at the moment, actually. Overall, every sector is down. The worst performing sector is the resource sector, down almost 3% at the moment, down about 2.8%. We've seen the financial sector down over 1%, and industrials just barely less than 1% negative. Overall, the market is down about 1.4%. This comes after we saw some bad developments regarding the China-US deal. Also, we are seeing a number of emerging market impacts that are also worrying people. For instance, the Turkish lira at the moment is under huge amounts of pressure, and that's obviously affecting risk appetite in the market.
All right. Thank you so much, Viv Govender, senior analyst at Rand Swiss.